At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, how y'all doing? Welcome back. It's 2025. Your girl is alive and thriving. I am back with season three of the Core Queen podcast. Y'all, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm your girl, Dede Leggett, aka the Core Queen. And I got one of the Carolina's baddest comedians in the land, Sauce Got Jokes. Welcome to the show.
What's happening? What's going on with
you? Oh, man, we in the building. It's 2025. You the first. Mm-hmm. You are the first guest on our new set and the first guest for season three. We in the building.
Yeah, listen. I appreciate you having me here, man. This is nice.
Thank you.
It's professional in here. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm glad that you agreed to this date. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to get her out for so long. You know what I mean? So this is what I had to do to get close to her.
You know don't start that. Do not start your shit. Listen, y'all, for y'all who do not know who Sauce Got Jokes is, let me do his little intro, you know, so y'all know who he is. He was born and raised in a country bumpkin-ass town called Newberry, South Carolina.
Not too much, but go ahead, continue.
We have no clue where that is, y'all, so, you know, probably about five people there, and they all related. Lord help us, Jesus. He is a country boy, and he has been all over the country bringing laughs to your freaking face. He has featured for comedians such as T.K. Kirkland, Bill Bellamy, Renee Vaca?
Vaca.
Yeah. And many, many more, y'all. I met Sauce Got Jokes a couple weeks ago, and look at here. He is in the building. Welcome. Look, I am so excited to have you here. I love interviewing comedians. I do, because y'all have so many different facets of y'all, because we like to laugh and joke and stuff, but y'all are so deep, in my opinion.
We're the best entertainers.
Well, I don't know about all that. No, I'm joking. Y'all are. Y'all definitely are. Because y'all are, like, y'all multi-talented. Y'all could do it all, for real, for real. So what made you want to become a comedian?
So I always wanted to be a comedian, but I didn't know it. So... You know, like back when Comic View was a thing, and like my family, they would sit together, we'll watch Comic View, and like I would look at it and I'm like, oh, this is dope. But like, this was back when I had a small mind where I was just like, oh, I couldn't do that. That's what famous people do. But I didn't realize that it was a seed there ever since I was a child. Like, as I kept growing up, like I'm trying different things. But I'm not finding something that I'm very passionate about.
Okay.
And then it was always in the back of my mind, like, what if I try comedy? But I just never did it. And then I got to be about 27 years old. And one day I was just literally just randomly driving my car. And I was like, I'm damn near 30. And I ain't lived none of my dreams yet. So I went and started thinking about, I always wanted to do comedy. So I looked up an open mic that was nearby. I took about a month to write out me at least about 5 minutes of jokes. Mm-hmm. I went there and I bombed. I ate shit my first time. It was horrible. You know what I'm saying? I was stumbling over my words. I was all nervous. I was sweating. I had the nervous hives and stuff.
Oh my God.
And then I left there and I was driving my mouth. Like, that was very pussy of me. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't never been shy before.
Right.
So I went back the very next week and destroyed. And I've been doing it ever since.
Okay.
And it filled that void that I didn't know I had. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, this is it. This is what I want to do. This is what I meant to do.
So your first show, where was it? Was it like
shout out to the Art Bar in Columbia, South Carolina. Okay. I mean, Art Bar was where I hit my very first stage and was the only stage I was hitting for like the first year.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you really was in there like getting it in
every
and perfecting
week.
It.
That's what's in up. There at the Art Bar. Shout out to the Art Bar. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. So how did you get the name Sauce Got Jokes?
Man, I know people ask me this all the time. It ain't even nothing deep about it. It's really nothing deep about it. It's just that I used to do anime and manga reviews on YouTube. Oh. And when I made my YouTube handle, it was at a particular time where I wasn't missing with the ladies. So I was just like, oh, I'm the sauce guy. You know what I mean? So my nickname, my actual name is Anderson.
Okay.
But my nickname is Durst. Because if you take Anderson, right?
Country. So that's so country.
So if you take Durst. So my YouTube name was Sauce God Durst. And then when I started doing comedy, I was like, well, everybody online already knows me as Sauce. Mm. So it's like, instead of Sauce God Durst, Sauce God Jokes. Boom, we ain't got to change nothing. There it is. It's not even that deep.
Even take the middle of a net. I can't with y'all.
Cause I can't see saying Anderson is like one of the least moanable names. Like a woman can't moan Anderson.
Andy.
No. Andy is the kid from Toy Story. That's just how I'm weak than a motherfucker. Andy, what?
Really, this is the logic.
Yes.
Oh my God. Why not just go by your last name?
Nance.
Yeah.
I mean, Nance is
pretty cool name.
It's cool, but nah, Durst. Durst.
I can't.
That's me. I mean, sexy Durst in here. You know what I'm saying? Any OG person in my friend group would know who sexy Durst is. You know what I mean? Oh. But that's a nugget. That's an Easter egg. For anybody that watched this in the future, they'd be like, oh, I know where he was sexy Durst.
Oh, Lord. I cannot. Lord, these country boys is crazy.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. So when did you realize that you were, like, really good?
First time I went on stage.
But you said you bombed.
And?
So you still thought, but you, no, because you said that you left. So initially you didn't know that.
So look, I went up there and I bombed and I didn't like it, but I knew these jokes were fine. Mm-hmm. I don't, I just knew. I was like, I spent like a month crafting them out.
Right.
And me being a fan of stand-up comedy, because I was watching stand-up comedy before that, I was just like, I know this will work.
Mm.
So when I went back and did the exact same jokes, but I had the wear and thaw. So, you know, I went and studied my film and I corrected it and everything hit like I wanted it to hit. Like,
okay.
As far as like, I knew I was going to get a laugh here. And I got those laughs there and there.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I can do this. And I've just been doing it ever since.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So this has been what? 5 years?
Six years this month.
So I'm trying to remember. So was like, because I know there was a turn with comedy where like internet comedians started like mm-hmm. coming out of everywhere. Was that around that time or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what made you not do it that way and go straight to the stage?
Because I give credence to Dave Chappelle.
Mm.
Because the first time, like, I always wanted to do kind of like be entertained, like I told you as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time where I really solidified that stand up would be the thing I would pursue. I was on YouTube, and I think it was the Killing Them Softly special by Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was familiar with this genre of comedy, like, of course, making people laugh. But when I saw that special, I was like, yo, this is different. Like, as far as like, he's presenting ideas in a formulaic way to make people laugh. Like I can already tell this is different. I want to do this. I want to be able to take something, take an idea or premise or whatever, and cook it like a recipe.
Right.
And present it to people and make them laugh when I want them to laugh, type of deal. So I was like, that's the fun for me, taking that idea and making it digestible for different audiences.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So with you saying that, because I've asked all the comedians that come on my show the same question. Do you think that internet comedians are real comedians?
Not stand-up comedians. they are comedians in the fact of their job is to make people laugh, and they successfully do that. Okay. But are they real stand-up comedians? No. Unless you get your ass on that stage and you do it real time, you're not a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
But some of these internet comedians are fire. Some of these, like, I've
You mean fire
on stage too?
Okay.
Yeah, some of them are fire on stage. Yeah. DC on Fly, fire. I did not have faith in DC. I ain't gonna lie.
Why?
Just because I was part of the crowd of, I was such a comedy snob where I was just like, these internet comedians, and shit. But it was one day, DC was gonna be at the Comedy House in Columbia, which is the first comedy club I performed at. It's my home comedy club. But I was like, you know what? Because I was used to seeing him on the 85 South show. But he would always, you know, build off of Carlos Miller and Chico Bean, which are two veteran comedians. And like, obviously, he would definitely build off of them. But it was a solo show. So I was like, let me see what he got. He's like, wait, let's see. And I went there, and he surprised me. And I was like, whoa.
He's pretty talented.
This guy is fucking good.
He's very
and I've
good.
Seen a lot of the other internet comedians. Well, when you say internet comedians, like I've seen Country Wayne live. He's pretty fucking good. Desi Banks is pretty fucking good. Moneybag Mafia is pretty fucking. I actually did a show with Moneybag. He's pretty good. So it's like not all of them are in that realm of not real comedians. But I always give credit to the ones that took the time to go and get on stage and hone that craft too.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely a whole different beast.
Yeah. Because I had Ryan Davis on the show a couple times. Shout out to Ryan. It's my boy.
Shout out to Ryan.
And he said that internet comedians are comedic actors. That's what he calls, and they're not real comedians.
Okay. I mean, I can see that. Yeah, for sure. Matter of fact, I would agree. I would say that's where I'm at with it.
He said, until they get on the stage, that's where you can tell the difference, because I told him I went to a show and I saw an internet comedian do stand up and it was horrible.
Trust me, I go to the Comedy Zone a lot because being a comedian, they let me in to watch and everything. And it's been so many times where I'm sitting here watching the people on stage. I'm like, these niggas is trash. Like, you know, I would want to go in the back, like, let me on, goddamn it. I'll show you how it's done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But hey, they got that following, so they got him in the door. I can't be mad. So, you know,
that's tough too, because like the numbers always matter, so it's gonna sell the tickets.
They do.
The staying power may not be there, but they're gonna get the initial.
I literally had a comedy club. So look me in my eyes. He said that I've been to a few of your shows. You are fucking hilarious, but you can't sell tickets, so I can't book you. And I was just like, respect.
It's a business.
Yeah.
It's a business.
So
yeah.
I've been working on my online presence.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
It's even with that too, though. Like, it's so many different layers to that. Like, I can get people to follow me. Can I get somebody to buy something from me? Can I get somebody then to come out and support me? Like, it's different levels to it. So it just takes time, though.
Yeah, it takes time. But I know me, I'm very much, I can be stubborn. And like my first couple of years of my career, I was very much stubborn. Like, I'm not doing that internet shit. Like, that was me. Not realizing that I'll shoot myself in the foot so bad.
Yeah.
So now to the point where, like, damn, I gotta do it. Can't beat them, join them. Like, I gotta do it. But I'm also grateful for that too. For, you know, once I do get the online presence, the, you know, the follows, whatever, was I am getting booked for these bigger and better shows.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yep.
I'm fucking ready.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You won't disappoint. I was I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh, it's funny. Okay, all right.
Oh, don't do that. I'm light skinned. You know what I'm saying? I blush. I turn pink. I like a tomato in there. Nah, I mean, don't do that.
Uh-uh. Oh my God. Mm-mm.
Don't compliment me.
Mm-mm. Oh jeez.
You know what I'm saying? You are crazy. The weight of my heart is to stroke my ego. I'll tell you that right now.
So tell me, you've been on tour with a few artists, or you feature for a few big comedians, big names. What's one of the wildest things you've ever seen at a show?
One of the wildest things I've ever seen at a show, it's not even at a famous people show. It was at one of my shows that I produced. Because if you guys don't know, in Charlotte, North Carolina, I produce a comedy show in the Crazy Horse Strip Club.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's called Ha Ha's and Ta Ta's. You know what I mean? Y'all need to come out here. Yeah, hey. But I would say one of the fondest memories, I'm going to tell you another story after this one. But it was a mother and daughter stripper combo in there. So you got the mama stripping and the daughter stripping. I'm like, what is going on?
I almost choked. What?
Yeah. Had a mom and a daughter, and the mom was like, yeah, baby, do this and do this and do this. Like, she was giving out the pointers and stuff. I'm like, where's the father? Where is he? But hey, when I say this had me bugged out, it was so funny.
That is so disturbing.
It was disturbing, but hey, man, it is what it is. Y'all should check us out at the Crazy Horse.
They took generational wealth to a whole different level.
You know what I mean? You got to keep it in the family. I mean, I guess she was like, hey, this is what I'm good at. Let me pass on my talent.
Oh, boy.
You know? Yes, well, I can't really blame her. Okay. But I will say, as far as crazy moments, I would say my most memorable moment when it comes to stand-up comedy so far, my number one is the first time I kind of had to roast my father in front of a packed comedy club.
Why?
So he saved me. So I'm gonna say, so this was at the Comedy House in Columbia, like I said, the first club to book me, my home club where I got a lot of my club reps at. Mm-hmm. And we used to do an improv group where we was like, it's kind of knockoff wilding out.
Okay.
Knockoff wilding out. We do like different games and stuff. Mm-hmm. And in between the games, we would come up and do stand-up for 5 minutes. So I went over there to do stand-ups, and my very first joke was about how I wasn't good at eating pussy. That's my very first joke. That's important for the story. Okay. Now I know that this place is packed out, all the seats there. It's over 300 plus people there. My family's in the audience and everything, uh-huh. Right? So I'm going through everything. I'm down to my last joke, and I forgot it. So my mind is going blank, and I guess my father, being my father, he realized mm-hmm. that I was swimming up there. So I'm working to my last joke. Everything's quiet. He's like, talk about your daddy. He said loud. So I'm like, so everybody know they giggle a little bit. I'm like, hey, oh yeah, that's my daddy right there. And I ain't gonna lie, I ain't got no jokes. He taught me all of these jokes. So he the one that don't know how to eat pussy. Oh. In the whole club.
Yeah.
And I still remember that vividly. Like, that's one of my, favorite moments ever. So, yeah, that's.
That's deep. Pretty dope, though. Mm-hmm. He definitely was like, here, I got you.
Yeah, appreciate your pops.
That's
Shout
dope.
Out the pops.
So, recently, or lately, I'll say lately, there's been a lot of, like, cancel culture. Everybody's offended. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel? I can't remember. I think the guy's name is Andrew Schultz. I know they dragged him. So what are your thoughts on people trying to censor comedians because of them being offended by stuff?
Fuck them. Fuck them. It is what it is, man. Like, my thing is, this is actually one of my slogans, if you will, is that people have forgotten the power of the word so. People don't say so no more. Like, if I say something that you disagree with, You should be like, so, and move on with your life. Nobody says so anymore. So, like, when it comes to, like, different jokes, like, they may say a joke that you don't find funny, that you don't agree with. You can just say so and move on with your life. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is just, like, when it comes to comedy, just, like, my favorite comedian is Patrice O'Neal.
Oh, I love Patrice.
And he would always say that good jokes and bad jokes come from the same place. It comes from the place of trying to make people laugh. So if a joke is bad, then that don't mean that they was doing it on purpose. They tried to make you laugh. It didn't work. Oh, well, move the fuck on. Mm. But I'm the last one to not defend comedy. I'm going to always defend comedy. I don't give a fuck because, like, that's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Like, so let's just say, for instance, they say, oh, you can't say that. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, oh, if he can't say that, then you can't say that. Then you can't say that. Mm-hmm. Then you can't say that. You can't say that. Can't say that. Can't say that. And eventually, just you can't say shit now. Mm-hmm. When comedy is literally the space where, yes, the fuck we can. That's what it's there for. You know what I'm saying? So
back in the day, they used to say,
yeah, like if you look at old school comedy, oh my god. And that's my favorite. That's my favorite type of comedy. But like the whole Andrew Schultz situation. Dumb as fuck. Like, as far as like, I don't know if you've seen the original clip of like what he said, but he didn't even say anything too crazy. It was him and he owned his podcast, Flagrant 2. I'm an avid watcher. He did a collab with the Shicks and Gigs podcast. Mm-hmm. Two black men from the UK, and they do a podcast too. They was on the podcast and they was talking about this thing called the black wife effect, where when a white man gets with a black lady, he turns his swag up pretty much. You know what I mean? They agree, beer, I get your nice clean cut, blah, blah. And Andrew Schultz said, yeah, man, yeah. You know, they definitely grow that beard out, you know, that way when they black woman slap them across the head, they'll be all right. You know what I mean?
That's what he said.
He said some shit like that, and it's like, okay, I get where it can be pulling at that racial stereotype, but it's not that bad. No. It can be worse.
I thought it was something. I can't even remember what it was.
I'm gonna say so that was part of it, and then it rolled into the whole Kendrick Lamar bar when it was like, don't let no white comedian talk about black women. That's law, right? But my thing is just like black comedians talk about black women. Mm-hmm. So the fuck, just because he's white, he can't. You know what I mean? So you saying, so can black comedians not talk about white women now? Or what? Like, so my thing is like anybody who's a comedian should be able to talk about anybody, because at the end of the day, somebody is the butt of the joke. It is
I don't know. I just can't remember. I just know they was asking Charlamagne the God to go in there and say something. I don't know.
And Charlamagne the God act like nothing was happening. He acted like, I don't know.
He always does that. He irritates me with that. He irritates me when he acts ignorant.
You know what's going on.
That's his way of being politically correct.
I fuck with Charlamagne, but I ain't gonna lie.
he annoys me sometimes, but
he annoys me a lot. But hey, I still want to meet him though. So hey, let me come on the pod, man. What's up, Charlamagne? I fuck with you.
So if you could, if there was one comedian that you could open up for, who would it be?
Dave Chappelle. That's because Patrice O'Neal is my favorite comedian. Dave Chappelle is my second.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's still alive. So.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And my third comedian is George Carlin. My third favorite. Okay. He's dead too.
Damn.
So yeah, Dave Chappelle for sure. Dave Chappelle, and also I want to open for Andrew Schultz. I like Schultz. I ain't gonna lie. I might be biased when it came to this whole thing we're talking about. I like Schultz.
Wouldn't have to be him in particular, because any comedian that gets backlash for saying something that's offensive.
Man,
I think Kevin
shit.
Hart got kind of in trouble one year, and they took him off of he was supposed to host one of those big awards.
See, and that's when it comes to cancel culture. Cancel culture doesn't exist unless your career is tied to entities.
Yeah, like Diddy.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if your fan base genuinely fucks with you,
yeah, that's you created that. That's the core. It's never gonna go anywhere. Yeah.
Like when Louis C.K. got canceled for fucking masturbating, all he did was put his damn shows behind a paywall, and they just paid it, and he kept selling out. That nigga wasn't canceled. Cancel culture doesn't exist. No. I don't give a fuck.
Unless you, like you said, like when you cross over the lines, like Diddy, like you in a whole different realm.
Mm-hmm.
They can annihilate you. So you said that your top two, so you got, because I was going to ask you, what's your five, your top five comedians of all time?
Well, we got Patrice O'Neal, Dave Chappelle, George Carlin, and then now that fourth spot, that's when that fourth and fifth spot, they kind of fluctuate depending on what I'm looking at. So I'm gonna say right now, number four is Ali Sadiq.
Oh my God, I like Ali Sadiq. He is so good.
Yeah,
he is like so good.
Storytelling, immaculate.
It is.
It's immaculate. So I will put Ali Sadiq right there, and number five is probably Roy Wood Jr.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I love Roy Wood Jr.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my
top pretty five solid list. Mm-hmm. All right, look at you.
Yeah. Now a lot of people give me flat because I don't ever say like Bernie Mac or Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy, but it's like them not the niggas who I gravitated to. So like people be like, oh no, he gotta be at it. No, you don't. He can be on your list, not mine.
I thought your list was pretty solid.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so since we done got all this comedy shit out the way.
Okay. Okay, let me take a drink.
First question I got for you, because I know you're young and you're a comedian. You've been on tour. You're a ladies' man, self-proclaimed.
I ain't say it now.
Is it hard in the world that you're in to date or be in a relationship or anything like that? Like, what's the...
Hell yeah.
Why?
Because I'm an entertainer. Mm-hmm. So I'm around women a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to always be around women. Like I was telling you earlier, the majority of my audience is women.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, after the show, we're going to take pictures. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff. Oh, so that. And a lot of my jokes is, you know, sometimes I like to do a lot of sexually charged jokes. It is what it is. So yes, it's hard because like I don't want to blame it on insecurities because a lot of the shit is valid. Like if your man is around women a lot and his trajectory is going up as far as like at any moment he could be famous or some shit, then yeah, like it's definitely valid that you would feel some type of way, you know?
Right.
So it's hard trying to balance that. And also with me, I'm definitely the star. So when it comes to a relationship, I'm number one. And I know that it was like, I'm not about to get into the whole who's the prize and all this stuff, but I know for me personally, like I was saying earlier, for me, you got to feed my ego. It is what it is. So like, that's how I function. That's just what it is. So if you are a lady who's not accustomed to taking the back seat, then we ain't gonna work out, baby. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm driving this car. You in the passenger. That's just what it is. Know what I mean? So.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, at least they know.
Yeah, for the most part. Okay. Like all my last girlfriends have been okay with knowing that I'm an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be around women. Hell, the current chick that I've been fucking with, she's power. And she doesn't care. She's just like, as long as you don't take away from our time.
Okay.
Do what you do. So.
Okay. Whatever works.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Like, don't try to force people to do something that they don't want to be a part of. So everybody, all parties involved is cool with it. Let's get it. Let's do it. So, okay. So what See, I've had these conversations with men about modern women and like the lack of certain qualities that they have. In your opinion, because you're a young boy, I want to know, what are some general qualities that you look for in a wife, that a man, just men in general, look for in a wife? What do they have to have?
Man, look, I'm going to keep it. So I'm going to give it to you simple, then we can break it down.
Okay.
Men only want two things.
What's that?
Are you attractive and are you cool? Now, we can break those into different parts, okay, but that's the main thing. Are you attractive and are you cool?
Okay.
So when I say are you attractive, it's just like, of course, we want to be attractive to our lady. Mm-hmm. Now, that don't mean you got to be some dime piece, but it's all about, are you attractive to me?
Right.
Like, boom, you look good, you keep yourself looking good, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy to have you on my arm when I'm out in public, like, this is my woman.
That's okay.
Now, when it comes to are you cool, it can get a little bit more deeper than that, but it's just like, do you bring me peace? As far as like, if I'm out working and all this other stuff, like when I get home, can I relax? Mm-hmm. Or do I gotta go in the driveway and mentally prepare myself for 15 minutes before I walk in this house, because I'm leaving one battle to another battle? Like, we don't want that. Also, am I allowed to fall short from time to time?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because we all human, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna try my best to be the best I can be, but sometimes you fall short. Because what I've noticed during a lot of my, you know, escapades with ladies is that I when I'm doing good, it's all good. But the one time you slip up, I'm like, whoa, wait.
Wow, that's valid. And that's,
wait.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I think they needed to hear that.
Yeah, like, that shit is crazy. Like, damn, give me some grace.
Yeah.
Give me some grace, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the times, like, if ladies fuck up, we don't say shit.
Y'all don't say nothing.
Because it really don't be that deep. She's like, okay, she fucked up. Boom, we'll get past it. You know what I'm saying?
But then you got to realize that women are super emotional.
Yeah.
So anything that throws that emotion off, they're going to be emotional.
Yeah.
And that's why it takes a really strong man to lead, so that he can help her regulate that.
Yeah, man. But, you know, you said modern women, shit. Well, hey, it's hard to lead somebody that don't want to be led. That's all I'm saying. Because some of these motherfuckers, if I'm saying, let's do this, but you like, why? But see,
y'all be picking them kind of chicks though, and then get mad when they act like that.
Yeah,
because that's the challenge. That's the chase. That's the
yeah.
They the ones that look good too.
Yeah, I made a post the other day. I made a post on Facebook. I said, I wish my mom was still alive so she can yell at me about the women I picked. She was one of the first ones to be like, don't go after this type of woman right here. And then I go and reflect, like,
she was right.
I just did this dumb shit.
Yep.
So yeah, we definitely gotta as men, we gotta take accountability too for the type of women that we pick. But it's just so hard because it's hard on both fronts. Because everything I want in a woman ain't gonna come in that package that it's gonna look good. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So I'm here to say right now, fellas, get you an ugly bitch right now. Get you a little ugly bitch. Got there. She gonna get you right. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. You are crazy.
Get you an ugly bitch. She gonna support you. You know what I mean?
But that, you know what's funny? Like, when I was younger, I used to always be like, how does chick get married? Like, they be looking a mess. They be like, well, she doing something for him that the pretty chick ain't doing. Like,
cause these pretty chicks be demanding too damn much.
Cause y'all allow it. They don't work. Y'all don't require much other than for her to be cute and have a big ass. That's it.
Hey man, look, the thing is, like I said, are you attractive and are you cool? So sometimes we get that attractive part,
but the cool.
But the thing is, we don't realize the cool ain't there yet. The attractive gets you through the door. So like, oh shit, I'm rocking with you. Mm-hmm. But then over time, it was like, whoa, this motherfucker is a basket case.
I had this conversation with one of a comedian. I don't know if you know Teespring.
Yeah, I know Teespring.
Okay, shout so we had Teespring. This conversation because I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I feel bad for y'all. Mm-hmm. After he's introduced me to some women on his mm-hmm. podcast, I'm like, don't bring me on this shit no more. These guys are retarded. Like, how do y'all deal with it? Man, look, like, the brain cells is missing.
It's hard. It's hard. I'm going to say this is the funniest shit because with a lot of, like, social media done fucked everything up. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
But with a lot of women have been caught into the trap of they got a specific type of man they want. But their ego makes them think that they're the type of woman that that man wants. And it's just like, there's the disconnect.
Yeah.
So I remember me and this one girlfriend I had at the time, me and her homegirl, we was in the park doing some shit, right? Mm-hmm. And they was, you know, doing a women thing. I'm just there, really. And she was like, yeah, I want me a man that's, you know, 6 foot tall, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Blah. So I said, all right, hey, do me a favor. Spin around.
Oh my God.
No. I said spin around. And she's like, what? I like just spin around for me. Right? Mm-hmm. Just spin around. So she spun around. I said, all right, you just looked at everybody in this park. How many 6 foot tall men you seen? and she counted about four. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. And he with a woman. Mm-hmm. we don't know what these other three dudes doing. And then there's me, who with your homegirl. So right. you won't. Six yeah. foot men, but we don't exist like that to be real.
No.
Yeah. So that and the crazy part is when I be seeing this whole shit, right, nowadays is that for the most part, this economy is so fucked up that everybody's struggling. Mm. But only men get shamed for it. That's the crazy part, right? So let's just say both me and this one girl, you know what I'm saying, we both, you know. Good looking people, blah, 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 could be cool for one another. Mm-hmm. We both barely paying our bills. Right. Both of us barely paying our bills. But she'll look at me and be like, okay, pay double.
Right. Can't go 50.
Like, what you mean? Like, I'm barely paying my bills. You barely paying your bills. But
if we come together, we could pay this shit.
We could do some shit. But no, it's that I have to pay everything of yours. And if I don't, I'm not shit. What? Nigga, I went to the grocery store. I got 3 bags of groceries, $90. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is crazy.
It is. And it's funny you said that men get shamed. You would think that women would get shamed more because, like, we have what it takes to make money. How you broke? How are you broke? We've been making money. The whole stroll been out there since the beginning of time.
Y'all heard it here. Didi say sell coochie.
I ain't saying selling, but if y'all selling it anyway, ain't nobody out here fucking for free. You getting something.
Y'all, hey, ladies.
You get well, and if you ain't getting something, ain't no need to keep giving it away.
Yeah, man, that shit is crazy. Well, he won't be to chase you to pay your bills.
That's wild.
What?
That is wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy. But thank you, God, for making me 6'1". Yeah. Thank you, God. Oh, man. So, but
see, because you like cougars, though.
I do like cougars.
So you should they should have all the money. They got the bag.
Hey, look. If there's any if there's any older lady that would like to sponsor Sauce Guy Jokes,
what's the age? What's the age range?
Man, I'm trying to get me 55. Yeah. I mean, your husband done passed away or something.
No.
You just lonely. Got you, baby. I got you. I'll come in, I'll rub your feet, give you an Epsom salt bath. I got you, baby. Come rock with me.
I'll
make you feel young again. I mean, that's where I'm at.
You know I cannot deal with you.
Where your homegirls at, DD?
We're homegirls.
You ain't got no homegirls.
I'm so grown.
You ain't got no homegirl to like you.
Fred! They married. We don't do that. We don't do that.
Shit.
We don't do that.
Shit. I've been a side nigga a long time.
We don't do
that.
Yes,
the fuck they do. I'm a professional side nigga. Nah,
no, man. I have upstanding homegirls.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no. Them be the ones, the upstanding ones. Because I don't know. I run across the professional women. that, you know, got good jobs, corporate jobs, but they are bored with the men they are around. So then you get me, the fun guy.
Oh, God. Are these, now you said that now, so are these men 6 feet and above or no?
I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, because we talking about how they, these women got these crazy requirements.
I don't be checking.
And now you're at home with a nigga you don't even like.
Hey, well, that's their problem. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
But, that's awful.
But yeah, but we can't just all put it on the women. Man, we got to do better.
Yeah.
We got to do better.
I agree. I think mm-hmm. one of the things that social media has just put so much out there, and it's like now nobody wants to take accountability. I'm like, okay, now, come on now. We both at fault for some shit.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I hate the surplus of bitch ass niggas. I'm looking right in the camera. Bitch ass niggas. Like, y'all gotta nut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Learn how to do something. Yeah. Motherfuckers just think they just supposed to drop dick off and that's all.
That's it.
They got grown ass men that don't know how to cook.
Well, that's because it's not a requirement. If they got good dick, these women just taking the good dick and they ain't got to provide nothing.
So that's why I'm winning, because I got good dick and can cook. Yeah. And I
you
can
cook.
Cooking
for your cougar?
You know what? If she need me too. If she need me too, you know what I mean? I can cook too. I can build shit. You got a little IKEA project, I
you know
got
what?
You. I'm gonna put this shit together. I got mediocre mechanical skills, so I can change your brakes, your fuses, your spark plugs, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never did an oil change, but it looked easy. I YouTube that shit. So goddamn, I got you. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm a country nigga, so we learn how to do shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's
you
not
over here. You can put your whole dating profile out.
Hey, look, you know what I mean? Listen. Looking for a good time, holler at me.
What's the youngest?
The youngest.
No, you said 55. Is that the oldest?
Yeah, I'll put, that's probably the
what's
oldest.
The youngest?
The youngest, it all depends, because they mean the youngest that I would take seriously or the youngest that I bust down.
Well, we know your butt men will bust down anything. What's the youngest you'll date?
Whoa,
you take serious most of the time.
The youngest I would take serious right now, probably 25.
Okay, oh, you got a big old range.
Because I ain't picky. And there be a lot of y'all women problem. Y'all be picky as hell. You know what I'm saying? You want a nigga that make you know, 6 figures, 6 foot, goddamn, look good, you know what I'm saying? A thug, but also sensitive. Like women, y'all make this imaginary super nigga in your mind and compare every regular nigga to him.
And they never like, had no dude like that ever.
Yeah. Never. Who the fuck is this unicorn ass nigga? That nigga don't exist. Mm-mm.
And if he did, he wouldn't want them.
Facts. That nigga be married already. That nigga have 3 wives.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
For sure. But.
Yeah. So I had this, I posted this clip from one of my shows because it's just this topic that keeps coming up. And I don't want to say I get offended, but I feel bad. Like I feel sorry for men because for some reason, when I ask the question, y'all all say no. So do you feel like men are emotionally safe with women?
Hell no.
Why not?
Because it happens.
What? No, I need you to tell me what happens.
What happens is because for the most part, women can't physically hurt us.
Right.
For the most part. But where we're most vulnerable is our emotions. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of women, like when you tell them shit, even if they don't have any intention of using it against you, it's still in there. It's still in the back of their mind. So when some shit do happen and you in a fight, in an argument, it's just like, okay, this nigga is not backing down from this argument. I got a trump card for you. Your daddy don't love you. Like, what the fuck? Like, bitch, why would you say that? You know what I'm saying? Like, and it has happened.
Awful.
It's happened so many times that I don't even count on my hands. And that's the case for a lot of men. And for some reason, women don't believe that. It's like, fuck you, me, you don't believe y'all the ones who been doing
no,
it.
No, I believe it. I'm overwhelmed at the amount of people who have experienced it. It's like, why would you take something so sensitive and you, that is insane to me.
Like, Well, you're a unicorn, because most of you.
I mean, I will curse you out if we argue. I don't even do that no more, though. Like, I'm not arguing. Why are we arguing? Why are we arguing? Can we just have a conversation and figure it out? Like, in my opinion, back in the day when I was vicious. I was vicious.
You was vicious.
Because I just didn't like that nigga. Ooh. I ain't like him.
You got a sexy man face, don't you?
Shut up. So stupid. But like, I wouldn't take anything like deep in my, like, I might cuss you out, but I'm not going to say no crazy shit that you felt safe to share with me. Right. That's insane to me.
Tell these to your sisters that.
I'm trying, ladies. Like, y'all got to do better. And there's rules to fighting with people that you love. Like, you cannot fight people that you love like you fight people on the street. That's crazy insane to me. Like, it got to be rules. But then again, a lot of people are, number one, in relationships that they really don't want to be in. They fucked their way into something and now they can't get out because they stuck financially or with kids or something like that. So they don't even want to be there. And then there's just a lot of unhealed people who haven't done the work at all. They angry, they mean, like they just not happy with themselves at all. So they say anything.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
I can't imagine anymore being with somebody that I just don't want to be with. So now I'm gonna torture you? Just leave.
Yeah, but like you said, sometimes you get in a situation where leaving is way harder than you was
thinking. Yeah. What? Say it.
Nah, because I was in a relationship I didn't want to be in, but nigga, we was on the lease together. So it was like,
yeah, that happens a lot too.
I'm just here, nigga. Like,
folks got to start moving with intention. You got to vet people better. You got to make sure that you're actually entering to something that you want to be in, because ain't nobody holding no guns in nobody's head. Stop making stupid decisions.
I thought it was, like I said, is you attractive, is you cool? The trap got me the dope, but then later on, I figure out the cool part wasn't there, so I'm just like, fuck, now. Because
you didn't wait long enough to see if she was
cool. Exactly, I did. Yeah, that's my fault.
Yeah, and that's most of us, though. We all do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, damn, how I get here?
I would definitely take accountability for my bullshit. Man, for like, sure.
That nigga was on the slow bus and I didn't see that shit. What the hell? Retard. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical at this point after looking back. I think he was on the spectrum, undiagnosed.
Maybe.
I don't know. So tell me something that women can do. Women, to make sure you guys are emotionally safe with them.
What women can do is stop trying to force it. That nigga gonna tell you when it's time to tell you. Stop trying to create the safe space through what you think the safe space is. That nigga, just be there for him. When it's time, that nigga gonna tell you when it's time. If he reach that level, he gonna tell you. But if you sitting here like, tell me what's going on, baby. What's going on? We can't do something for you. Bitch, shut the fuck up. let me process it. Now I'm gonna give it to you when it's time to give it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's one thing that I like when someone try to force what they think is right on for you. But it's like we're two individuals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you may be ready to open up that safe space for me, but I'm not ready to come through that door. So let me get myself right. Just keep doing the good things that got us in this relationship in the first place.
Yeah.
And eventually we're gonna get there. But motherfuckers be wanting you to, as soon as y'all get together, okay, time to open up. No, bitch.
Yeah.
You still a stranger.
Yeah.
Like, even though we vibe with each other, we like each other, we planning on going places, but you still a stranger. Like, you ain't reached that threshold of where it's like, okay, I can come to you with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it gets to the point where if we not opening up as fast as they want us to open up, now it's a problem. So you just created a problem.
Out of nothing. You know, that is so crazy that you said that, because my homegirls be like, they'll come to me and they be like, did you ask him this? Did you ask him? Like, no, like I just met him. I'm not asking all that yet. Like, relax. Like, why do you need to know all of this stuff right now? Like, get to know each other.
Facts.
Like, no, y'all gotta slow down. You gotta slow down. Like, I don't, I thought it was weird, but I'm assuming that just happens, that women really just be like rapid fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that would piss me off.
My last little situation that ended, she was almost just like, tell me, like, she was almost just like, what are you passionate about deeper than just the comedy?
I hate questions like that.
And I'm just like,
I don't know.
And even if I did know, like, why is you worried?
Right, like, now, like, why like, does that matter?
Like, yeah. Like, so now you're mad because you feel like I'm withholding information. Information that wasn't even on my spirit to tell you. So you just created some shit out of nowhere. And I'm sitting here like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So now I have to combat this problem that you just created, which can lead to a whole other shit when we could have just been cooling the whole time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You got to read the room. Yeah. You got to read the room. And asking like deep questions like that off the bat is weird. Like, first of all, I just came to get some hot wings. What did we, like, how we get here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me. I hate when, because guys always, a certain guy will ask me, tell me something good.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all woke up this morning, I mean, but y'all don't know what you want me to tell you.
I ain't gonna cap. I don't really be asking the women shit.
That's because, like, you don't like them.
No. It ain't that. Even the ones I like them, like, I ask them, like, how you know, like, you know, what's your favorite color? What's it like to do with hobbies? Blah, blah, blah. But I'm more along the lines of, if we vibing, we gonna tell each other.
Yeah, it'll flow in the conversation.
Yeah, I'm not trying to pry information out of you. I hate whenever I meet somebody and now we in a job interview.
Right, it's like a questionnaire.
Yeah, fuck like, no, that's chill. Yeah. Eat these chicken wings. Goddamn. If we having a conversation and a funny story come up. And through the funny story, like, well, funny you say that because this about me.
Right.
And yeah, like, but I'm not about to be like, okay, where was you born? What did you like to do? What you want to do in life? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
it should flow naturally. Yeah, I agree with that. I'm with you on that.
Stop interviewing me. Right? I don't even want to go to my day job. Fuck, I don't want to do this.
Man. Yeah, we got to, and I think we have to get back to courting and, like, really getting to know people. On a regular level, though, like, don't make me feel awkward when I'm with you, because now I'm not coming back.
I went and chilled with a chick. I ain't gonna lie. We don't even know each other, but we was just chilling. Like, I literally went over to the crib. We ate some food, played some video games, and was just chilling. I'm like, this is cool.
Good energy.
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? We gonna figure out some more shit about each other, but it is what it is. It wasn't no crazy ass interview process, so that would have ran me off. As soon as I got there, you start asking me questions, you'll never see me again.
Yeah.
Fuck that. But it wasn't no pressure, no nothing. We're just chilling. I'm like, why can't we do that? Why can't we be people?
I think because a lot of women really want, like, when they meet a guy, they automatically assume that's going to be their guy.
Mm-hmm.
So they want that relationship right now. So they getting all the questions out to make sure that it's fitting in the checklist that they have, in that imaginary dumbass checklist that y'all need to throw away. And then they're like, okay, we together.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't had no conversations at all. But now that's her man.
See, I always go into it like, could be. Like, this could be her. We gonna see.
Yeah.
We gonna see. We gonna chill. You know what I mean? But motherfucker will tell me that I'm too slow. They be like, yeah, damn, nigga, when you gonna do this? When you gonna do this? I'm like, damn, like.
Well, my opinion, I think for, like, anybody, if you meet somebody and you have in your mind what it is that you're looking for, make your intentions known up front.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't align, that's cool. It's fine, too. Like, move. Yeah, like, it doesn't have to be some knockout, drag out, anything. Just, okay, we're just not compatible, and we good. It's cool.
The non-compatible stuff only works when it's from the female perspective.
Elaborate.
Because if ladies don't like rejection.
Nobody likes rejection.
Nobody likes rejection, but men are used to it.
So that's not our fault.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that, boom, meet a chick. shit, this don't go well, and you let her know, like, yeah, I don't think it'll work out. Now, all of a sudden, I must be gay. Or, like, you know, something wrong with you, blah, blah, blah. Like, what would I mean when you reject them?
That's because men are honest with women. Men tell women what they want to hear so they can get some. That's your fault.
I'm always honest.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't.
For the most part. Huh. I would say 73% honest. You can't give me the full truth.
So imagine.
You can't give me the full
truth. Imagine a woman her whole life being told whatever she want to hear just because the man has ulterior motive. The first guy to ever come and tell us some shit, that's going to like blow her mind. Her whole life, she's been told whatever she wanted to hear because men just want to fuck.
Look, you better take notes.
Nah, this y'all. Y'all are creating monsters that y'all don't want to deal with.
Who we create?
Men. Yeah, y'all do.
I don't create this some monsters.
And these are the women, y'all. They be like, oh, I'm the prize. Yeah, because y'all made them feel that way.
I told you.
And that's if you trying to be with them. I'm talking about you just trying to smash.
If I'm just trying to smash, I ain't gonna lie. I'm one of the ones where I take shit up. If you say no, cool. I got my boo. I'll be all right. I've reached I've embraced the inner fuck boy. Okay. Yeah. So it's just like it is what it is. I'll tell you straight up. You can take it or leave it. And a lot of the times, they take it.
Like, most, I mean, if you're honest with people, they will normally just go for it.
But then, bullshit. You let them know, yeah, I'm showing smash, blah, blah, blah. That's down the line. What are we? Where we were when we first started?
Wait a minute. But, okay. So if it started off with you just smashing, and months down the line, what have you been doing other than smashing months down the line?
Smashing.
So you're not taking her nowhere. Y'all not going out. Y'all ain't doing nothing.
Mm-mm, not me. Not me. Mm-mm.
Jesus.
No.
Oh my God. You are something terrible. I swear.
That's not terrible. That's the truth.
Oh. Okay. Well, if she asking what are we, then she just may be on the spectrum.
Nah. It happens. I mean, you put that good wood on them, and then they just like, oh no, it's got to be more than this. Every time you hit the bottom of that coochie, it hit a little button.
Yo!
And now they change their whole little perspective. That's all I'm saying. It always starts the same way.
You unlocked another level.
Yeah. but you can't give them no half pipe because then they're gonna tie you up in the group chat. So you gotta go 100% every time.
Oh my God. I can't. Okay, so since your life is so fly by the seat, I don't know. And you are in a different generation than I am, so I'm wondering, because I don't think it ain't looking too good for your generation. Do y'all still believe in marriage? Like, do y'all have that goal to be married?
So I want to be married.
You do?
I want to be married, but I think I want to be married just because that's what I saw my entire life. Because I am privileged. I didn't realize how privileged I was.
What you mean?
I privileged to grow up with my mother and father. Mm-hmm. All my uncles are married with the same one of God. Wow. So I'm seeing like nuclear families my entire life. So that's a good thing about coming from that small town.
Right.
Everything's nuclear family. So like I've seen how my mother and father, you know, work together to raise us and everything.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Okay.
But my thing is that the people who fit those qualifications to get married, the numbers is dwindling. And even myself, I'm falling out of that category of being a guy to be that husband. Like, I'm not even gonna cap to you. Like, you hear how I'm talking right now. Do I sound like somebody's husband right now?
Yeah, you could be.
I mean, I could be. And I plan on being, but it's just like, and also the older I get, the more that number still going. So I want to be married, but the more like with the social media age and everything, the more marriage is seeming like a bad deal.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you always hear about, you know, going through divorce, getting half your shit too. And to my future wife out there, if you watching this, we're getting the prenup.
I know that's right.
Don't give a fuck. We're getting a prenup. You know what I'm saying?
I think everybody should get a prenup.
Yeah. We're getting a prenup. We're getting DNA tests, all that shit. It is what it is.
DNA test should be mandatory.
That don't mean I don't trust you. That don't mean I plan on getting out of a relationship. But nigga, you get insurance on your car, you don't plan on wrecking.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, what it is. But yeah, I definitely do want to wife. I want kids and all that shit.
Okay.
Oh, being a dad looks so fun.
It is. Well, that's mom is fun. So yeah, dads are cool. Y'all get to like really have fun. Like, cause y'all are like big kids. So y'all get to just have a lot of fun with y'all kids.
Cause I also teach kids how to swim on weekends.
Really?
If y'all know, I'm the number one employee at Big Blue Swim School. You can go check the stats. Know what I mean? Big Anderson, man. You know what I'm saying? If you want to teach your babies how to swim, come see me. You know what
that's
I mean?
Pretty dope. You know I like that.
And that's just so, I never knew I was going to get so attached to these kids that I teach. And I'm like whenever they go up another level, I'm like, I just can't wait until it's my meaning.
Right.
Know what I mean? When I'm seeing like little progressions. I'm like, this is a little person that I'm teaching. Like, it's growing up. And it's going to be fun.
How many kids do you want?
Maybe get two.
Two? Okay. Two. And how old do you think you want to be when you get married? I think 35 is a good age.
35? That's 3 years from now.
You know how things change so quickly? Next year, you'd be in a whole different mindset, a whole different position.
I don't want to put no date on it. No. I don't want
to
put no
date. So is there like an age to where it's like, all right, I ain't going to get married. I done passed it. Okay.
Okay. But it might be an age for kids, though.
Why? Not for you?
Yeah.
Oh, but for your cougars?
Yeah. Yeah. Then be getting into high risk.
Yeah.
So I might just have to marry I'm like, hey, look, I ain't gonna lie, I got my little side thing.
Or you can just get a surrogate.
But that's missing the fun, though.
You are so ridiculous. Yeah, definitely you're not a husband yet. Keep having like, fun.
Baby, let me bust this little young thing down.
Goodness.
We're gonna have us a little one around here. This, you know.
She don't wanna be no stepmom. She wanna be the mom.
Look at you know how father time. Forgiving. So.
You going with you a young girl, period. That's going to be your wife. Cut it out.
I'm giving a young girl.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably.
All right, I got my last two questions that I ask all my guests, the same exact question.
Okay.
First one is, what is the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice I've ever received. I got a story about this advice.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord.
And I think God sent me an angel.
Okay.
So
he does that.
So I used to sell solar panels, door to door knocking and stuff. And like before I started, the people that hired me, they was like, all right, now got to understand, you're going to receive a lot of no's. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I do stand up comedy. I've been doing it before. My skin is tough. One day I was working, I got my ass whooped that whole day. No. Door slammed in my face, all type of stuff. I'm just feeling defeated. So, and this was I ain't had no car. My car was messed up. So I'm riding the train home. I'm sitting there just like just feeling down in the dumps. And it had this old drunk nigga on the train. And he was just yelling, again, singing song lyrics out loud, scaring people, just being a belligerent drunk nigga on the train, right? I'm sitting there, and he walked by me, and his whole demeanor changed. He looked at me. He said, hey, yo, nephew, who the realest nigga you know? Yourself. And kept walking.
Period.
And, and I don't know if he know I needed to feel that. I needed that, but that shit stuck with me forever. Like, it was so crazy, because like he was just like, nephew, who the realest nigga you know? Yourself. And kept walking, and then went back to being drunk. Like, damn, did God just send him that message to tell me and go on by his business? Like, that shit been crazy. But yeah, man. So anytime I'm feeling down or defeated or whatever, I always say that to myself.
I like
it.
That was dope.
Yeah, and and she just stuck with me.
So, okay. Yeah. All right, drunk man. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes. Last question. What advice would you give 15-year-old Anderson?
My advice, 15 years. It gets better.
Yes, it does.
It gets better. So no matter what the fuck you got going on, it gets better. You survived your last worst day.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you just got to keep going. Yes. No matter what, it gets better, no matter what. You know what I mean? So, yes. Yeah, that's what I would say.
That's very insightful coming from somebody your age.
Because I'm old, so I'm
I see. Because a lot of people your age, they like live for today. They don't even... I don't know, they just live so fast. It's just like they don't care about the future. They don't care. They ain't trying to get old. They like think that's a taboo thing to be, but
I can't wait. I can't wait to be on for real.
Cause you gonna cut up.
Oh, I'm already cutting
up. I know, that's what I'm saying.
I love being on. Oh my God.
Oh my God. you are crazy.
I'm an on junior. That's what I said.
Oh Lord Jesus.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I appreciate you for coming on the show. You are an amazing person.
Thank you.
You're so intelligent. You're so future thinking. I love it. I love to talk to younger people just to see how y'all minds work, because I don't like how social media portrays y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more good than bad, and we just get the highlights of the stupid shit. So thank you for coming on. But this is a part of the show where I allow my guests to shout out whatever you got coming up, your social medias, how people can follow you, all that good stuff. That camera is yours.
Cool. And y'all can follow me on social media. You can follow me at IG at SauceGotJokes71. Also on YouTube, SauceGotJokes71. And on Facebook at SauceGotJoke. Because for some reason, Facebook say that Jokes isn't a legitimate last name. So it's just Sauce. That's all. Yeah, so it's just SauceGotJoke. And I got a couple of shows coming up. But I want to say fuck all them shows. What I want you to come to is a show at Tailored Smoke. Cigar Lounge, March 20th. I'll be headlining that day. That's like 3 months from now. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got time to market in your goddamn calendars. You know what I mean? I need y'all to come out there. You know what I mean?
What time?
So come out there. I think it's at 9.
Sounds good. Get there at 8.
Yeah, get there at 8. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Sam, you got to tell them niggas 7. Yeah, then get there at 8. So, at Taylor Smoke Cigar Lounge in Concord, to pull up on me, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? My new girlfriend gonna be there.
You're trying to get me killed. You know
I mean? I would say, if you a nigga, I'm playing.
He's playing.
I'm playing, for sure.
You are crazy. You know what? Make sure y'all follow Sauce Got Jokes. Please follow him. Please show the Taylor Smoke March 22nd. Mm-hmm. 8:00 Eastern Standard Time here in Concord. March 20th. Mm-hmm. Concord, North Carolina. Show up for the boy. Mm-hmm. He got jokes.
A bunch of them.
And I appreciate y'all for watching, tuning in, commenting, doing whatever, sharing, rewatching. I appreciate it every single week. I am Dede Leggett, aka the Core Queen. Y'all know who I am. I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving yourself or spending hours a day in the gym. Y'all know what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to like, share, subscribe, turn on notification bell, all that shit on YouTube. And I need y'all to follow me on all social media platforms. You can just type in the Core Queen, Dede Leggett, however you want to type, whatever you want to look up, Google me, you'll find me. I have an amazing, amazing, amazing event coming up on January 18th in my hometown of Bristol, Pennsylvania. It is my third annual Winter Coat Drive in honor of my grandmother, Evelyn Joyce Leggett. My nonprofit is called Evelyn Joy, and we give the kids a warm coat, a hot meal. They get to play some games, win some prizes, TVs, laptop, gift cards. And we have the highest GPA academic award named after my god sister, Courtney Nicole Norman. Y'all come out. If you're in Bristol, PA, tell the folks about the event. We have a great time every single year. Shout out to Mo Better Meals, who provides the meal for the event, and everybody that's donating to the cause. Make it a big one. Make it a good one. I can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be cold as shit. But I'm coming home January 18th. I will see y'all. And if you need a fitness coach, holler at your girl, the Core Queen. I'll get you right, get you tight, get your back unbigged and all that stuff. I'll holler at y'all next week. I got an amazing guest coming on next Wednesday. So make sure y'all tune in. Same time, same place, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Okay? On YouTube. We out, y'all.